This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And John, you and I have talked a lot about this, but all week the metaphors have been flying from politicians to economists to explain what's happening to the economy and the Bush plan to fix it.
Putting a tourniquet on a patient who has suffered a severe wound.
The patient's arteries are clogged.
Well, this is like a car mechanic who tells you he wants $1,000 to fix one thing and then tells you that wasn't really it. We need $3,000 to fix something else.
Appalachian State University Assistant Professor of Government and Justice Studies is on the line. That's Todd Hartman. Good morning. Is this helping?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, metaphors can help people understand politics, but it depends on which metaphors are used and how they're used.
And the metaphors, they just seem to keep feeding on one another. Listen to this.
We shouldn't act hastily, but to use Jim's analogy, the car has real problems.
The car has real problems. Clearly, words are very important, not only for understanding exactly what's happening on Capitol Hill, but more importantly, you say, because they individually evoke very different emotions.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, looking at metaphors in politics, I mean, they really can serve two functions. You know, one is a cognitive function, so helping people understand or comprehend a difficult issue. And then the other one is what you just mentioned, some affective or emotion function, trying to evoke some emotional reaction from people, make them feel angry or make them feel anxious or enthusiastic or what have you.
So let's apply that to the words bailout versus rescue plan, because there's been much debate about what this bill that's been proposed on Capitol Hill is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, just looking at the way those two words can be used, you know, I think that if you hear a bailout, especially considering you're talking about a Wall Street bailout or bailing out investment bankers, I think the average American, it doesn't sound too good. You know, I mean, the things that a bailout conjures up, you know, conjures up basically getting somebody off the hook for doing something wrong or doing something bad. And a rescue plan, in contrast, is something that I think sounds a little bit better. I mean, it conjures up emotions of helping somebody, saving the economy, saving the country. And so I think it puts a different focus on the issue, and it kind of conjures up different emotions, different cognitions.
So it's like when you talk about heart attacks, you're scaring people. But when you talk about cars being, you know, costing too much to repair, you're talking about ripping people off.
Exactly. And I think, you know, with the mechanic one in particular, most people can understand, you know, what that feels like. I think, you know, most people have gone to a mechanic and been told that something's going to cost them $1,000 and then, you know, come away with something and said, oh, yeah, that's actually not going to cost $1,000. It's going to cost, you know, $3,000 or $4,000, and, you know, the shock of that sticker price.
But, Todd, then is the danger that really what the end result is based on who can communicate their position better as opposed to the substance of what they're saying?
Yeah, that can be the case. I mean, you hope that the people that have substance behind the issues can also communicate their ideas.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Appalachian State University Assistant Professor of Government and Justice Studies, Todd Hartman.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
So it's all a word game, John. Did you know that?
Well, I don't know if it's a game, but I wonder about Schumer mixing a heart attack with a car repairman. That's the thing I worry about. So you're scared and getting ripped off.
I think
Thank
that's
you,
how
Chuck.
Some people feel.
Yeah.
We know that they're very worried that they're, you know, calling their congressmen and their
political leaders. So your car's a wreck and your heart is failing.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.